I'm Tommy Gimler. There are some real piles of garbage out there who are selling plastic Ziploc bags that are supposedly filled with, wait for it, air from Kobe Bryant's last game.
Awful.
And there are some even bigger sacks of crap bidding thousands of dollars on them. So just when you thought there wasn't a market, the sadder fact is that there's apparently a market for Kobe Bryant's air. And we've got your Kobe Bryant air news right here, buddy.
Right. And don't mind that fire truck, because the news is hot over here. And I'm Brady Matthews. Thank you so much. A Michigan running back was hit by a forklift while he was stretching in the track and field building last week. So you can add that to the already long list of reasons to go to school pretty much anywhere else.
I think the sirens are because an Asian just made a left after 4 p.m.
Here we go.
Can't do that. Can't do that up in Hollywood. It's Hollywood, baby. We're going to Hollywood today.
The Daily Upper-Decker. Nothing but sports and crap.
All right, Brady Matthews, great to have you back, buddy. How was Vegas?
Thanks, man. Yeah, it was fun. Did a bunch of shows. Had my birthday. Blacked out. Did Molly, you know, the huge.
That's a good Vegas trip.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. You're never too old to do Molly. You know what I'm saying? Molly, I meant it's a female, a younger woman, you know. Yeah.
$40.
Yeah, that's it. What I'm talking about.
$40 Molly down at the Stratosphere.
You're talking about the strip, and I'm not talking about the one from downstairs. You know what I'm saying?
Did you know Molly ahead of time, or did you wait till the click, 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 click?
I waited for the click, clack, click, clack, click. Yep.
I want to actually go down there one time and just fuck with the guy on the other end of the line and say, I want this girl who's on this card.
Yeah, actually, I don't think she exists. I don't even think that girl knows that she's I don't even think that person's around.
Yeah, like you said, yeah, she probably did like a photo shoot in Kansas City one time. And then all of a sudden they're like, no, it's just going to go up in a doctor's office.
Right.
Instead of click, 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 click.
She's the girl that thought about doing porn and then backed away.
Yeah, right.
And now she's like a desk clerk at fucking Walmart or something.
Or
she's
a guidance manager counselor. At Walmart.
Yeah. Guidance counselor, right.
Just please don't let it happen.
Yeah. It was a good time. Vegas was fun.
Great to have you back, buddy.
Thanks, man.
We definitely miss you. We've got comedian Brady Matthews here at the Daily Upper Decker. Again, check us out online, dailyupperdecker.com.
Bam.
You can also find us on Facebook, on Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck, and we're on The Vine. Of course, we're on The Vine.
Right.
We have breaking news, basically, before we jump into the NBA playoffs. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
And it's not really new breaking news because he's been doing stupid shit his entire life, but Johnny Manziel has just been dumped by Drew Rosenhaus.
Yeah, I mean, good for him. You gotta have goals. It's like you gotta set yourself up for failure, and then you gotta set yourself up for more failure, and then more failure. You know what I'm saying?
He's basically the Chicago Cubs of quarterback prospects. That's for sure.
Not this year. You mean the Chicago Bears?
Sure, the Chicago Bears.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Let's go back five more years. Those Chicago Cubs, like, you know, 99 years, 100 years of like just not coming through in the clutch. Johnny Manziel is setting himself up, I guess you could say. That's one way to look at it. He's setting himself up for one big rebound.
Yeah.
R-E-B-O-U-N-D, rebound, Parkview. It could be Johnny Manziel doing that. I personally think he's lost his mind. He's gone. If I'm in a celebrity death pool right now,
yeah,
and Johnny Manziel isn't on anybody's roster,
no,
I'm picking him up off the waiver.
No way. Dude, addicts, you got to understand one thing about addicts. Unless you're Amy Winehouse, that's a freak accident. Addicts don't die. You understand? Mm-hmm. They're so toxic inside that they just bounce off of things. Okay?
Did you see him?
The
picture of him at Coachella right there?
Yeah, Johnny Ball. What is it? He's in the ball pit. Johnny Ball Pit.
Johnny Ball Pit is his new name.
Yeah, like Johnny Ball Pit.
Johnny Ball Pit. Hashtag Johnny Ball Pit on a Daily Upper Decker. You heard it here first.
So, I don't think he's going to die. I just think he's, like I said, he's going to play in arena football. He'll be the starting quarterback for the LA Kiss any minute because they accept drug addicts. And one, he's a great quarterback, so all you have to do is play the game. And if you're going to play it high, go all the way.
Yeah, he they can kill two birds with one stone. They'd actually find the team supplier.
For
right
sure.
There. He could be the supplier during the day and then actually play quarterback at night. Although I disagree. I don't think there's any market for him because Drew Rosenhaus would take on a 6-pound bag of shit as a client
for
if
sure.
there was a market for it. If someone was going to pay him to use that bag of shit, correct.
Yeah.
So here's a guy in Drew Rosenhaus, big sleazeball, who one of his clients is Greg Hardy, woman beater, throwing girls down on on futons full of guns.
Yeah, yeah.
Real ones.
Yeah.
Then you've got Warren Sapp, pretty much the biggest asshole on
is
the planet.
Still in
Warren
jail?
Sapp. I know he's out. Warren Sapp still has
but
enough money to make sure he doesn't go to jail.
He's bankrupt.
Correct. I think he did like a 50 Cent kind of bankruptcy where it's like, I'm bankrupt, bro.
Yeah,
but
I'm not. Don't look over here.
If you're claiming bankruptcy and then still have enough money to make deals with hookers in Phoenix, right, you're not bankrupt. You're not hurting.
But why is that? How does he get? He also got a. He worked for the NFL Network. How do you get that job? And you're a convicted felon. I don't understand.
What's the NFL, man?
Oh, so, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
So yeah, he Warren Sapp is one of his clients. Who else? Josh Gordon.
Yeah, I mean, where did Josh Gordon come from again? Because wasn't he a high recruited? Wasn't he like at one point?
He was a huge recruit.
We'll get Rakish on that. He was a highly drafted or a highly sought at draft pick at one point.
Baylor University. That explains a lot right there.
For sure, yeah. I mean, don't get me started. But it's, where do I start?
Which is coming up in the pile, by the way. Another Baylor product coming up in the pile. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's a good one.
But no, is it Josh Gordon? He's now partying with Johnny Manziel or Johnny Ballpit.
Yep. Johnny Ballpit. Right out, yes.
Him and Johnny Ballpit were at Coachella recently because they're roommates now. You know that, right?
Yeah, that's what I heard. So apparently, you know, it was probably Drew Rosenhaus's idea. I bet you somewhere deep down, Rosenhaus is like, I've got a reality show.
Right,
here.
And let's get Greg Hardy as your let's get Greg Hardy in there too as maybe your he'll be like security.
Correct. You know yeah, I mean? He'll be working the door.
He's not going to have a job either. Because from what I understand, no one's taking a chance on Greg Hardy either.
Correct.
Do you know
so,
that?
Yeah. But you know that. So that's what I'm saying. If you're still employing or you're still taking these guys on as clients, but then you look at Johnny Manziel and you say, "I no longer want you," then you're done. Nobody wants you, unless, of course, maybe he gets arrested in the very near future. Then Jerry Jones down in Dallas might say, okay, now you can play for my team.
Well, I mean, how many times are you going to have so many excuses? The hard part about being an addict and having a drug problem and a drinking problem, whatever other sex problems or whatever he has.
I don't think he has sex problems.
I don't know. From what I understand, I mean, he beat up his girlfriend, but who knows? Maybe that's just her just trying to get
foreplay.
Some cashola.
That's foreplay in Johnny Ballpit's sure. world.
Yeah, that's true. But I was like, what the fuck? I mean, he's such an addict that he and it's so public. Mm-hmm. Like, we need to lay low. What are you doing in the ball pit at Coachella? Get the fuck out.
Go to Coachella, but not in the ball pit, son. Well,
come on, man. And you're wearing some sort of like tie-dye headband.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
He honestly looks like the tweaker that last year we stopped at Jimmy John's in La Quinta on the
right.
way out there.
Yeah.
He looks like the tweaker who's trying to sell me like a bootleg copy of
right.
like, you know, Ride Along 2.
Well, yeah, right. Some exactly. Shit. Yeah, he wants you to hear his mixtape.
Yeah.
It looks like the guy hasn't lifted weights in forever. From what I understand, Johnny Manziel got a new weed tattoo.
Yeah, pot leaf, yep.
It's a pot leaf. Yep. A big pot leaf on his forearm.
Yeah, it's right here. It's right here on his hand.
What are you doing, dude?
So now you come back to the NFL.
He's like a shitty Bieber. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even Bieber.
He's
sucks.
Not a work Bieber.
Even Bieber's
he's an unemployed
Bieber.
At least
Bieber. Bieber works,
right?
And at least Bieber's out of. I mean, when he's in trouble, he's not really in trouble. And they're like, he's just a young kid, which he is. What is he? 22.
Yeah. Plus, he's rock and roll.
But Manziel's
rock
what?
And roll.
23.
Right.
Yeah, but Bieber's. They're like, oh, it's cute. Manziel, you're like, you have a problem, player.
Right.
And now you can't play football, and it's going to screw you up. What's going to happen with him is he's going to run out of money, and then he's going to try to play football again. Everyone's going to go, no, you're 27. You're 28.
Hashtag Jamarcus Russell.
Yep. Even though still you're pretty young. But still, no one's going to want to take a chance on you by then.
Right.
Because there's going to be some
No one wants to take a chance on him now. Again, bag of shit, Greg Hardy, Josh Gordon, Warren Sapp. All clients of Drew Rosenhaus. Johnny Manziel is not.
Is the number one piece of dog shit.
Correct. But he employs himself.
Doesn't Drew Rosenhaus represent like Tom Brady too? And he represents some big guys.
I don't think so.
He just represents dog shit guys.
He's got a ton of clients. He's got like 90 some clients.
Because I know there's some good agents out there, and then he's like the guy. He's like the Jay Moore and Jerry Maguire. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know what that guy's name, but yeah, he's
Bob.
Bob Sugar.
Bob Sugar. Yeah, Bob Sugar.
Yeah, he's Bob Sugar. Yeah. Of course. Here you go. That Norm MacDonald? Yeah, of course. Hey, yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Here you go. Here are just some of the people that Drew Rosenhaus. It says 96 clients. Rob Gronkowski. So you were close.
I mean, Gronk is he's a partier, but he
Antonio Brown.
Sure.
LeSean McCoy, Frank Gore, Greg Hardy, Josh Gordon. Just some of the lists.
LeSean McCoy. Yeah. Shady McCoy. I mean, if
but
you're
no
first
longer.
Shady, that can't be good.
Well, that's when you know Drew Rosenhaus is coming calling.
Yeah.
So Johnny Manziel, breaking news here at the Daily Upper Decker, no longer a client of the biggest sleazeball in the game, Drew Rosenhaus. Moving on here in the hot mess.
The hot mess.
NBA playoffs reacts. You been watching NBA playoffs?
A little bit, yeah.
All right, the initial takeaway from the NBA's postseason, the NBA postseason's first weekend is pretty much what we already knew.
I think there's too many seeds in the NBA. Just go down to four seeds, call it a day. No one gives a shit about the first round of the playoffs.
Well, that's the difference between, like, I think if you look at hockey's postseason, they have quite a few as well.
Sure, but hockey's unpredictable, though. That's
right,
like
that's what I'm saying. So in the NBA, we talked about this. It basically, going into each season, there's like four teams right. that can possibly win. So, like you said,
yeah.
narrow it down. Mm-hmm. Give me the top four seeds in each conference, and let's roll.
Right.
Because if you're looking at these first round series, Detroit doesn't stand a shot.
No.
Even if they are playing well,
Celtics,
the refs are going to call.
I mean, wake me up when it's over, dude. Just make some trades already.
Well, see, once you get down to like the Celtics and Hawks, that's 4 and 5, so that's actually pretty competitive. But you know whoever wins that is going to have to face Cleveland next, and they're not going anywhere at that point. So it's just a waste of time.
Please just put Cleveland in the Warriors in the finals and let the Warriors win the whole thing, and please be over with the NBA playoffs. I'm so tired of it. Just get done with it.
Right. I mean, if you're looking at like Spurs-Grizzlies, for example.
Yeah.
The Spurs are all like 90. The average age.
But they're a well-oiled machine.
Yeah, half those guys can go into Denny's and get a free cup of coffee with their ARP card.
They probably could. That's
and they're just
funny.
Smoking. They're That's just smoking funny. The Grizzlies. It's yeah. crazy. Yep. So, I mean, again, it's like, why even have
ARP
these series?
Card. How do you even know what an ARP card is?
I have one.
That's
my dad and I have the same name, so when my dad turned 50, I got one in the mail, too.
That's hilarious.
And I kept it.
Yeah,
I might have to pull that out. That might be fun now to make a video. Like,
you know what's funny
is
back in the day, we got fake IDs. Now we're getting fake ARP cards.
You know That's I mean? A great sketch.
You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean I'm not 50? I'm 50? Yeah. Look at me, man.
I'm 50.
I just run.
Look,
I run every day.
Watch me get up.
You ever seen a man younger than 50's knee be able to do this?
Yeah, right?
You just fucking jiggle it around in there? Yeah. Just give me a cup of coffee.
Right. Get some of that pie.
I got my moods over my hammy over here. I've got my ARP card. Just give me a cup of coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
So anything you want to talk about with the NBA playoffs, just know. Should we wait until like round two when it actually matters?
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I think we should wait till round two. I mean, because there's just nothing really to talk about. Maybe Steph Curry got hurt. Maybe that guy Beverly from the Houston Rockets is trying to push Steph Curry around a little bit. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to – in the playoffs this year, the only way you're going to beat Steph Curry is if you fucking take the guy, you body slam him over your knee, and then break his back. That's the only way you're gonna get that guy out of the game.
They do was it Charles Martin? Was that the Packers player who did that to
Jim McMahon?
Jim McMahon
and ruined
and it was pretty effective.
Ruined my 85 Bears, and they didn't call it. He did it right in front of the ref.
Oh, I know, because McMahon, I think, had just thrown a touchdown.
Yep,
and he like had his hand up in the air, and then Martin comes down like a rag doll, takes him, slams him down to the ground, and then he starts celebrating. He gets ejected, but that was really the end of McMahon's effectiveness.
And McMahon said he couldn't see, he couldn't walk really after that. I mean, dude. He got body slammed on cold-ass AstroTurf.
And he had he had that visor on, and it was dark. That's probably why he couldn't see. Still, it was a chump move.
He was a bag of dicks.
Chump move. Yeah. All right, so not much to talk about in the NBA playoffs here until maybe. And here's another thing about the NBA playoffs.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Did we talk about Kobe yet? Did you already pull that
up? No, that's next.
Okay.
That's next. So before we move on to the Kobe Bryant.
I have a problem with that.
All right, so we have the NBA playoffs. Here's the other thing, all right? If you're going to have 16 teams in the NBA's postseason,
which is too many,
then you can play back-to-backs. There's no reason that the Cavaliers should be playing game two, or they played Sunday, then they played Tuesday, and then you're off again until Friday.
I know, dude. They milk the shit out of it.
Game three is Friday. No, you play back-to-backs. You can go your two home games Sunday, Monday.
Please.
Fuck, play them in the same day.
God damn.
A little stay and play. Play a morning game, go get lunch together, and come back out again.
Who's waiting for the Cleveland Pistons game? Who?
Well, probably.
Probably Pistons fans.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
But sorry, you're one player away from actually being legit.
That's all that city has going for it right now is the Pistons. You know, you gotta at least give them some reason to step off the stool without a noose around their neck. All right,
the hot mess.
Kobe Bryant's final game. What are your thoughts on that? Did you watch it?
I did. You know what? It gave me chills. I mean, when you think about something being staged,
yeah,
come on,
especially
man.
In the NBA.
Are you kidding me? Just put a cape on him, let him fly out of the stadium while you're at it. I mean, give me a break, dude. 60 points? Really?
On 50 shots.
Really?
Come on, 50 shots.
I understand. Listen, fine. 60 points. Where were you within the season? Fine.
Right.
Okay. I'm not saying you guys would have gone to the playoffs, but I feel like you couldn't have picked a better opponent for you to go out on is the Utah Jazz.
Yeah, it ended up being perfect. And you know what actually helped the cause too is that,
and he won the game. I mean, just give him a blowjob in the center court while you're at it, and watch his wife fucking get banged on the side, because I'm sure she's doing that anyways.
Well, you know, and the thing that was actually perfect for that moment was that the fact that the Jazz had been eliminated.
Yeah,
going in, they knew that, you know, yeah, they, no matter what happens, they weren't.
It
going
was a
anywhere.
Perfect story, but I'm sitting here going, Kobe's such a fucking asshole, anyways. He's so narcissistic and what is it? What some other selfish words I'm looking for? But I mean,
well, he's probably also a rapist.
I'm going to say that he is. I think Drew Rosenhaus is his agent.
That might be. Yeah. We talked about it briefly in that I read through like the first 20 pages of the 57-page deposition from back in July 2003. And his initial thought is like, what'd she say? Is there a way we can just settle this right here? You know, this is going to take my career is going to take a hit. Oh, yeah. He's like, my career is going to take a hit. You know, my image is going to take a hit here. And then finally, he's like, is there a way my wife, when my wife finds out about this, she's going to be mad. No shit, dude.
Yeah, you cheated on her.
You nailed another girl.
Yeah. You know what, though? All these guys nail chicks left and right in the NBA. They all do. And they don't give a shit.
Right. So speaking of something that's even crazier than Kobe Bryant pouring in 60 in his final game in what you're calling a staged episode.
I really think it was staged, yes. Sure. I don't think you're just scoring 60 points for the. I mean, to do 60 points anyways, to score 60 points is pretty impossible.
To do it at that age with no knees.
At the last game, like, I don't know. I mean, was it remarkable? And was it? Yeah, sure. But, I mean, I don't know.
Not as remarkable as the fact that people were selling bags, Ziploc bags of air from the Staples Center last Wednesday night because it was Kobe's final game. Now, that I deemed as sad, the fact that people were doing that. I'm like, for starters, what does this air smell like? Like nacho cheese and fucking beer farts?
I guess.
And I didn't even see, like, if there were videos attached. Like, what were they doing? Were they, like, blowing into it?
No,
or
it was because air of HGH and
shame.
And shame. And rape. Do you know where that air came from? You know what that whole thing is?
It's what?
In England, they were selling air to the people in Korea and in North Korea.
Oh, that's right. Asia. That's right. Yeah.
That's
in China. Yeah.
Yep.
Selling clean air. So anyway, so these people, you know, have, I don't know if there are ticket stubs that come along with it. Maybe like a little vine of you like actually scooping up air and closing it,
that
whatever.
Is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But you know what? I guarantee
even dumber than that.
It.
Yeah, even dumber than that was the fact that there was a market for it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this is sad. They have a market.
I would have collected glitter and sold it on eBay. You know what I mean?
Right.
You see all the glitter coming down into the game?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I would have just taken a bunch of it and put it on eBay. Someone would have bought it.
Correct. Well, not only were people buying this, but they were up for like $15,000.
The air.
So I just looked now. There's no more air available on eBay. But at one point, it was up to $13,600 on one bag. Then another bag went up. It was $15,000. And one of the craziest parts about it was a guy wanted $1,500 as an opening bid for a bag of air. And then it was like, you were still on the hook if you purchased it for the $2.45 for shipping. Like, free shipping was not going to be included on this free
bag of
air. You
know what? If you're such an idiot to buy a bag of air, then you're a bag of dicks. And you
should pay an extra $2.45.
You should pay
that. I like that. I like that thought.
Yep. What just happened?
That's not good. We're watching Cubs-Cardinals live as we do the latest podcast here at the Daily Upper Decker. Find us on dailyupperdecker.com, on Facebook, on Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck, and, of course, on Vine. But I think he's all right. That was just Yadier Molina with a triple off of the wall. That's going to be his only triple of the year.
I don't know. That guy's pretty damn good. Who's this? Oh, is this
Soler, probably.
Yeah, he's fine. I don't know, man. That guy's hit or miss for me. He is hit or miss for me, dude.
That's right. He'll be fine. There's other guys too. They can always make a move at the deadline if they need it. But getting back to the Kobe Bryant air, I think you're going to see an explosion from this, right? So just when you thought like who would actually put like $1 or even $2 or $3, anything on that, people are bidding $15,000 to get a bag of air from the Staples Center during Kobe Bryant's last game, right?
That's just so stupid. I mean,
so what's the stop like? Why not just go out and like follow Julia Roberts out of her house and as she walks down a street or something like that?
Right.
Take video of you like scooping up air that like Julia Roberts just walked through this. Scoop it up.
Right.
You have the video of it. Now put it online for $20.
Right. It's like when Sasquatch, when they put those cement molds down.
Yeah.
Just do that. Do that when Julia Roberts walks out. Just put some cement molds down and see if she walks into
she
it. And then and she's like, what is this cement mold doing? And then she's busy, obviously, and she has to get in the car and take those cement molds with the heels in it. Look what I just did. Give or
like,
an idea.
Yeah, even like, you don't even need the molds. You go, like, let's say Kate Upton, right? Let's say, like, she gets a little bigger, right? And people no longer want to employ her as a model, which
right.
I think the way the society's going, that no matter how big she gets, she will be a model. But sure. But imagine, like, if Kate Upton wants to bag a couple of her queefs.
I mean, right. Listen, you know what? Now we're talking.
Right. Now, let me go get my mom's credit card.
That was stupid what I said about the molds. Now you're actually making sense.
But like, because imagine if you wouldn't think that there's a market for Kobe Bryant just air, not even like his air, just air in the Staples Center. What's to stop people like Kate Upton saying, and again, take a little video. Hi, I'm Kate Upton. I'm queefing into this bag. You have a personal assistant capture it. Then you have him hand it off to whoever. I think people would actually buy those.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I just don't get it. I don't get it. People are so stupid nowadays that they'll believe anything. People will believe anything.
Well, that's why you almost have to start attaching like a little video to it now. And that's it. But imagine like even the economy would be, you know, that'd be two jobs. You'd have someone collecting the queef and then someone like writing on there, Kate Upton queefed on April 19th. At 6:30, that's economy. That's helping the economy, right? Yeah. There,
how do you even save Kobe Bryant's heir? I mean, obviously it's stupid and it's not possible. But what do you put it in do you put it in a plastic case?
Yeah. At that point, yeah. After you get it, like, do you put it on like a trophy case? And you can
right. I know, like a signed ball, you put it in a plastic case.
That's probably what you'd have to do. You'd have to like find like a little glass case and put it on the inside.
And then
of
your
it.
Friends come over and go, "Oh, you're an idiot." Oh, okay.
People like that, I hope, don't have friends, but they probably do because they have so much money to drop on like things like air from Kobe Bryant that people just like hang by their teat.
Ugh, so stupid.
So there you go. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Look for it on the market soon.
Kate Upton queefs.
Moving on here in the hot mess, the NHL playoffs. Now this is where you come in because I grew up in Wisconsin and they play hockey at some high schools and stuff like that, but we don't have the pro team, especially a good pro team. Like you have in Chicago and the Blackhawks. So the NHL playoffs, there are several great series so far. This I know. But the two biggest stories right now have to be the fact that down 0-2, the Flyers come home. The Philadelphia Flyers come home.
They're screwed.
And they're losing to Washington. I mean, they're just getting curb stomped.
They lost 5-2 today?
Yesterday? Yeah, yesterday it was Monday.
No, they lost
Monday.
Today.
Again today? So that's it?
Yeah.
Already? They already lost today on Tuesday?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You're right. It's yesterday, not today.
Well, it might as well be today because, like you said, they're done. But with the fans in Philadelphia, and this is like on the same day that they honored their former owner, Chairman Ed Snyder, I think his name is, right? So they're honoring this guy, and it's like, all right, you know, I get it. It's Philadelphia, right? But still, on the same day that you're honoring your founder and your chairman and your former owner and all that shit, they start littering the ice full of bracelets that they used during like a pregame ceremony just because they were mad that their team was getting killed.
Are you serious?
And actually the team got a penalty, like a bench minor. And like, you know, people are coming out like that, making an announcement like, "Hey, show some class, like knock it off." Like the players are like,
Philly,
"Hey, knock
fans,
it off."
Dude, whoever is listening to this that's a Philadelphia fan, eat a dick because they suck.
Hashtag it.
They suck. Philly fans suck. You guys are spoiled brats, man. When it doesn't go your way, you guys are like little messy babies and you throw your toys everywhere. You got a free fucking bracelet. Keep it on your wrist. I'm out.
Not doing any shows in Philly anytime soon.
No.
Brady Matthews.
No, thank you.
Brady Matthews.
Oh, gotcha.
No, it's pretty crazy. So that was a huge story. And then
Blackhawks got they got a good break last Friday.
They did, but then right away, of course, St. Louis fans were whining that the Blackhawks get all the calls, and it's like, dude, you're a baseball town.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Let's... I mean, they're a baseball town one, but they do love their hockey also because they have nothing else because the Rams are gone. And we have your shitty fucking Rams.
We're losing jobs at the Budweiser plant. Purina Dog Chow just got cut in half.
Yeah,
I got baseball and
what
hockey.
What is that stupid thing they have at St. Louis? The thing.
The arch. The gateway to the West, baby.
Put another one next to it and call it McDonald's Arch. Just call it. I mean, what is that stupid thing?
It you think that'll so ever dumb. Happen? That's actually, I think that's a golden opportunity McDonald's
see?
Has missed out
see
on.
See what you just said?
The golden arch.
There you go.
Yeah, it's silver, but I'm sure that if McDonald's, I'll tell you what, the city of St. Louis has to be hurting so bad. The city of St. Louis has to be hurting so bad right now that is just around the corner because that is too perfect. And in fact, it's probably been discussed before, right? Like McDonald's has come in and said, "Hey, we will give you $11 billion.
Oh, yeah.
If you let us paint it gold or yellow, and we call it the Golden Arch. The St. Louis McDonald's Golden Arch.
That would be the biggest golden arches ever.
It would have to be.
It have to be. I mean, it's never going to be done, but...
Unlimited fries now at some locations.
Oh, I'm starving. That sounds great. $2 tacos down at Rockin' Riley's. Selfish plug there.
$2 tacos down at Rockin' Riley's and then unlimited fries at McDonald's afterwards.
Hurt me.
All right, so what do we have coming up here in the NHL playoffs? Anything that we're supposed to see, or is it the same thing?
You
first round, wait till it...
LA Kings might be in trouble against the San Jose Sharks. San Jose Sharks are coming up hot. I don't know any of the players on the team, but it's a good series, and it's always pretty close. The Blackhawks against the Blues, they're down 2-1. Today's a big game. If the Blackhawks lose today, we're in big mother effing trouble.
But I think for the most part, the series are all 2-1 except for the Washington-Philadelphia one.
Yeah, I think Washington's going to smoke them. Those guys are just too damn good.
That is a safe bet down 3-0.
Alex Ovechkin's a stud.
Here's something to note about the NHL playoffs. Now, like, I like hockey, but again, like, because I didn't grow up in like a state that has a professional hockey team, it's probably why I don't follow it as much as I should.
Right.
This is disturbing. Alabama's spring game had better ratings than every NHL game on cable.
What?
Over the weekend.
Are you serious?
Every NHL game played on that was aired on cable over the weekend was trumped by Alabama spring game.
Roll Tide?
Roll Tide.
Jesus.
That's pretty unbelievable.
Roll ratings.
But I mean that also goes to show just how popular college football is becoming. I mean, it always has been, but Ohio State's breaking records for their spring game, putting more than 100,000 people in that
game?
Stadium.
I mean, you're not spring even playing game. An actual game for how long? I mean, you're not playing an actual game for another 6 months.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So that doesn't say a lot for the NHL right there. Either it says that much about Alabama football or it doesn't say.
No, it says a lot about Alabama football. And people also are jonesing for football at all times. That's why I said they should have two leagues. One for the fall and one for the summer. Just
right.
Have two leagues. I'm telling you, football is so popular. I want football all around.
Well, that's why I think you see places like, you know, where Johnny Football is going to probably end up in the
CFL.
Arena Football League. That's why you see
arena.
These other leagues.
Have you watched Arena Football?
Yeah, I've actually gone to a game. It's awesome.
I really like it. I'd rather watch arena ice skating. I'm not kidding you. I went to one game. It was the Sabres, the San Jose Sabres. Holy shit, I wanted to kill myself. I wasn't legal to drink, but I tried. Oh.
Well, maybe they've stepped it up. You know, John Bon Jovi owns teams, KISS. Maybe we get Styx and the Scorpions to start.
Maybe we can get Chicago to represent Chicago. Yeah.
All right, moving on here in the hot mess.
The hot mess.
Two people were busted having sex at an Indians-Mets game.
Did they
sex
have
in the upper
it?
Deck night at Progressive Field? Sounds like it could be a hit.
Hey.
Whatever it takes to get people in that stadium. Because
no pun intended.
They're always toward the end. Yeah. They're always toward the bottom of the list in MLB attendance. So does this top the craziest place, Brady Matthews, that you've ever had sex?
No.
An Indians-Mets game daily in the upper deck.
Nope. I've had crazier.
Well, we're waiting.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Let's see. Me and a girlfriend of mine, I won't say which one, the one I'm dating now.
All right.
We were in Fort Lauderdale and we had sex in the family bathroom.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were just jonesing for some action, and our flight got delayed. And I'm like, "Do you want to go to the family bathroom?" And she said, "Sure." And then we put the little baby thing down, you know, the little baby changing station. And
your girlfriend's in good shape. You can put her down on that thing, and it's not going to break.
Yeah,
there are a lot of people across the country that aren't.
She's
that
a little lady.
Yet.
Yeah, and so we did it right there. And I'll tell you what, that flight home, smooth sailing.
Slept the whole way.
Tell you
great.
What, turbulence who?
Yeah. Outstanding. No worries. I was sorry. I was changing her diaper. It's all right.
That's, she's good now.
That's outstanding. Yeah, I would say the craziest place, I was in a hot tub down in Cabo, but it wasn't like our own hot tub. Like it was at a resort, right? So I think I might have walked away with the Zika virus after that.
Say,
but
how's
it was
that,
worth it. It was
how's
totally
that rash feeling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally worth it.
Sex in Cabo in the fucking hot tub.
And
I don't recommend it.
That's a win on ESPN Streak for Cash.
Nice.
29 more to go. So, I was down there with my wife now, but she was my wife at the time, and it was like our make or break trip, you know? We had been dating for like 6 months,
right.
So it's our first trip away from Los Angeles in the comfort of our friends, and it was a make or break trip, and I'll tell you what, that made the trip.
Oh, for
at
sure.
That point, I was like, I can see me spending the rest of my life with
100%.
This woman. 100%. So But the upper deck at an Indians-Mets game, I think what makes it so dangerous is the fact that no one's sitting out in the upper deck at an Indians-Mets game.
I've never been to an Indians. It was at the Indians.
Not many people have anymore.
Yeah.
A lot of people now can say that. They haven't been to an Indians game.
But, I mean, I guess when you got to go, you got to go. Like, you'll see those things on, like, TerezOwens.com. You'll see, like, a girl doing blow out of a rolled-up piece of paper. Yeah. And you're like... Do people not realize you're in public? That's like if you just started jacking off at a game and you're like, what?
Well, people like to jack off on buses. I've written plenty of articles on that. I've written plenty of articles about people doing
it
on planes.
Go to the bathroom or some shit.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
That's disgusting.
But yeah, the girl who did blow that was at an Astros game last year. So she's just sitting there. And the difference between this is at the Indians game. At the Indians game, there was actually nobody around them, right?
Right.
So maybe they were like, no one's going to see us up here. But if you looked in the picture, there was actually a creeper dude wearing a hooded sweatshirt who was just like staring at him.
Right.
Just right. Watch. So it's really weird, I guess, is what like the girl at the Astros game surrounded by people. The Astros were so good last year that a ton of people were at the game. And there were like two or three different people like taking video of her like, pulling out the blow,
yeah,
doing it, and then of course something good happens. She's like, "Whoa!"
Right, going crazy. Yeah,
and everyone's around. Like, so you said, the
people just don't get it.
What state of mind do you have to be in where it's like, I don't care. It's almost like
pretty much you don't give a fuck who sees you, and you know it's usually the motherfucking whitest of trashiest people.
Well, sometimes when you're jerking off, you get into that phase too. Where sure, also it's just like I'm at the point right now, like the point of no return. Where, like, I don't care.
Oh yeah,
I
sure.
want somebody to come in.
Yeah, go ahead, fucking find out. I mean, I don't know, man. That's just to me. That's just retarded. Like, if you're gonna have sex, just go home. Go home, and don't have it all the way in the upper deck. Go to the bathroom.
Correct. Go to the family room.
Be an adult. Yeah.
Be an adult. Go to the family room. But I suppose, hey, Indians fans, when you can get it.
At least you have cool hats.
Whenever you can get it, you get it.
Yeah, you got cool hats.
Moving on here in the hot mess. The Red Sox have sent Pablo Sandoval's fat ass to the disabled list. The team initially said it was because their overpaid third baseman had a left shoulder strain, but it turns out he made the unable to perform list because he's
fat,
unable to stop eating.
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
Yeah. No, I think that's good. Didn't we talk about Pablo Sandoval last time too? Because you paid him so much damn money and, what's his nickname? Panda?
The Panda.
The Panda. Now he's at Panda Express. No pun intended.
Yes.
And that's a cheap joke, but you bet I'm going to throw it in there. Where do you go from here? They got a guy at third base now, I guess this rookie, and he's doing really good.
Travis Shaw, yeah.
So now you got a kid that's, or now you got a fat person, you know, that you don't really need, and you're paying him all this money.
All this money.
They still owe him at least another $75 million. So it's
$75
million. Another $75, and it's guaranteed.
To eat.
It's guaranteed. So I guess
go ahead.
Oh, things have been so bad, and like now all these like little bits and pieces are starting to come out. So the Red Sox brass at first were like, well, just say he's got a left shoulder strain. Well, that doesn't work anymore. Uh-huh. So right away the media is like, no, it's because he's fatter than all hell. So it came out that last year the team had to cancel room service. Like it was forbidden.
Funny.
In his room because he just, I guess, doesn't have the shutoff switch when it comes to eating. And he used to work out with one trainer and Sandoval's brother is like pleading with him, like, please,
right,
please get back with him because apparently for him, eating is an addiction.
Yeah, sure.
But that's what I don't like is how people are starting to come out and like defend him. Like, he's an easy target. No shit. You can't miss him. No. And when you make, when you're given a 5-year, $90 million contract or $95 million, whatever it was, like, your job is to stay in shape.
Yeah.
And I just don't know. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but how many people do you see who are truly addicted to food? And how many people do you see?
Farley.
There's a lot of people who are addicted to, who are lazy and just, you know, want to eat and just sit on their ass. But how many people are truly addicted to food?
I don't know, man. I mean, sometimes I have an addictive personality in terms of like, if I have a bag of chips, you bet your sweet tits those things are going down in one setting. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Well, then you can do the American thing and just wash it down with a Diet Coke and you're good to go.
For sure.
No calories in the Diet Coke.
A couple Diet Cokes.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. But I think eating food excessively like he does, maybe he's overcompensating for something else. Maybe he has like a tobacco problem, or maybe he quit tobacco. You know, when people get off certain things, they compensate for another thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like people that work out excessively. They're just because they were there. There was something else that they're making up for. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's that we've already come up with one reality show idea, and that was putting Josh Gordon, Greg Hardy, Johnny Ball Pit, putting them all in a house and saying, here's your reality show. But I think we have one here. Let's put people with addiction. So you get like a gambling addict,
right?
Like Art Schlichter, the old Ohio State quarterback for the Colts who couldn't stop gambling. Put Pete Rose in there. Yeah. So you put like those two guys in there. Then you put Pablo Sandoval and Monique or, you know, someone who eats like this little tomorrow.
Just trying to figure it all out.
What else?
Have Tom Sizemore in there too.
Sex addiction, so you put Tiger Woods and Steve Phillips.
Oh yeah.
Drug addiction.
Please.
So Tom Sizemore and who else? Lindsay Lohan maybe?
Sure. Although you haven't heard much from her lately, have you?
Well, I think she must have fallen apart.
I think Johnny Football should just have his own reality show.
It's Johnny Ball Pit.
But Johnny Ball Pit?
Johnny Ball Pit. Yeah. Johnny Ball Pit. All right, final story here in the hot mess.
The hot
Michigan
mess.
Running back. Did you see this?
I did.
Drake Johnson. Michigan running back Drake Johnson.
Did he die?
No.
What?
He was run over by a forklift while he was stretching inside the University of Michigan track and field building. So imagine that.
How did they not see him stretching in a forklift?
Well, so they said that's the whole point of a forklift. You have everything on the front. But what are you doing on a forklift inside the track and field building? That's just unacceptable. But if you're Drake Johnson, you have to be the unluckiest guy in the world. You're coming back from two ACL tears.
I haven't seen the video, but that's...
No, there's no video. I don't think there's any video of it. That would be amazing if there's video
of it. That just can't feel good. And last time I checked, you're going to tear another
that
ACL.
Just can't feel good.
No. A forklift?
Right. So here he is. He's stretching. He's got his headphones in. So far, so good. That's what you do, right? Before you go hurdle shit inside the track and field building, right?
Right.
So you stretch. You're listening to your tunes. You know, you're just thinking. You're getting in the mode of like, how am I going to make Ohio State my bitch this year?
Right.
And then, bam, you get hit by a fucking forklift.
I mean, that's just insane, dude.
That's just bad luck.
Yeah, that is bad luck. I don't know, dude. I mean, don't stretch in that spot ever again. I don't know.
I'd have trouble sleeping after that.
I would have nightmares every time I see a forklift.
Right. I mean, if he's out like stretching it in the loading dock, if he's in like a Walmart parking lot stretching, then I can see how you get hit by a forklift.
But you're where you should be stretching.
Correct.
That's like eating in the cafeteria and someone shoots you with a shotgun because they were practicing skeet shooting.
Yeah, correct.
Like
10 miles away in another town.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. So, you know, my advice for Drake Johnson is this. Stay in school, son. Get your degree because the football gods are obviously Ohio State.
Right.
They do not want to see you succeed.
Or maybe it was
two ACL tears.
Yeah, maybe it was John Harbaugh riding the forklift and he just wasn't happy with the practice.
Oh, yeah. Jim Harbaugh.
Sorry, did I say John?
Yeah. You look like John Harbaugh.
I get that.
You're a better looking John Harbaugh. Yeah.
I get Mike Matheny, too.
You got to hope that John Harbaugh goes on to win 3 Super Bowls.
I hope so.
And then you get to play him in the John Harbaugh story.
That would be great.
Brady Matthews is John Harbaugh, brought to you by the Daily
Maybe I'll make it by the time I'm 40.
That's all right. Morgan Freeman didn't make it right away. Now look at him.
Yeah, look at
He's
him
He's pounding
now.
White
What's
chicks
he doing
left
now?
And right.
Mm-hmm. He's moving to Hoffman Estates. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So Jim Harbaugh basically said that a lesser man would have been extremely hurt by the situation. Basically, you know, stop short of calling him a superhero, but barely.
Right.
Just barely.
Got it.
Speaking of guys who aren't superheroes, let's move into everybody's favorite segment here at the Daily Upper Decker. It's time for The Pile.
The Pile! Ooh, yeah.
All right, so you remember how this works, right?
I think so.
So what I'm going to do is I picked out... Now, there were a lot of athletes to choose from this time. A lot of athletes doing stupid shit. A lot of athletes in off-season now with both football and college basketball out of season. So, you know, a lot of off season right now, a lot of time people don't know what to do once they're done lifting weights or, you know, doing their workout.
Well, they have a lot of testosterone built up.
Yes, they do. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read off the name of an arrested athlete. I'm going to tell you what he did.
Uh-huh.
And then you have to defend him.
Okay.
All right. So you are lawyer Brady Matthews.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Up first here in the pile, Nashawn Howard. Nashawn Howard, the former Syracuse defensive back arrested for allegedly stabbing 2 Syracuse football players.
Well, I mean, listen, they were probably playing some sort of board game. They were in the dorm, and someone said something about someone's girlfriend, and the guy was like, is this your buddy? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, well, I'm going to stab him too. See, that makes sense to me. You know what I mean?
Can you come up with what board game they were playing? Because I think that's going to come in.
It was Life.
The Game of Life?
The Game of Life. And sometimes you're only as good as the people you hang out with. Maybe that guy was an asshole, and he just popped off too. And maybe Nishan, am I saying that right?
Nishan, yeah. Maybe he didn't get like auto insurance and kept getting like car accidents or like.
He has Nishan. Good for Nishan. I mean, you know what? Get in where you fit in is what I'm trying to say.
Right. Maybe he picked a career card.
Right.
You know, and he's like, man, I don't need to go to college. That isn't working out for me right now. I'm just going to go straight into the career. Have you played a Game of Life lately?
I have not.
So it's pretty crazy.
I'm playing it as we speak, and I'm not doing so hot.
Yeah. I play the Game of Life every day.
Yeah.
So
I'm in a cold sweat.
The Parker brothers, or whoever makes the Game of Life, Mattel or whoever makes it, they've really put some odd changes in there. So now you decide whether or not you're going to go to school or whether or not you're just going to jump into the workforce. And the way you determine what your job is going to be is by picking cards.
Uh-huh.
So it gives you like your salary and all that shit, and you still have your paydays and all that stuff. But now you have all this other stuff where you can go back to school and switch gigs, and then you get to like pick out of like another set of cards once you go back to college. So you could also be like a doctor. And then, I don't know, it stops short of saying, like, you know, you molested a patient, lose your license. But all of a sudden, like, you stop on a space and it's like, lose your career.
It sounds boring as dick.
Yeah, it's not as much fun.
I'd rather be a hungry, hungry hippo with real hippos.
Real humans, man. It's a ton of fun.
Yeah.
So, Nishan Howard, you're saying, playing the Game of Life, stab two Syracuse football players. I would have to see the game. I think we need to, like, extend.
Or maybe they took his ARP card. No? He's too young.
Anyway, Nishan Howard's in a lot of trouble. He's off the team. But I think I'm going to grant you a continuance, even though you didn't ask for it. I need to find out what game they were playing, because Risk, if you're playing the game of Risk, maybe someone came in and just...
Maybe it's Battleship,
took
dude.
The Ukraine from
Battleship
him,
is a like, three-game. Battleship is the three-game.
Made a bad joke about Africa, something. Yeah, I need to know what game it is, so we'll come back to this one.
Okay.
Moving on here in the pile, next up, Sean Oakman. We did a little bit of foreshadowing here. This is our callback to Sean Oakman, the former Baylor defensive end. An NFL draft prospect arrested for sexual assault.
God, dude. I mean,
defend your client, lawyer.
Are these
Brady's
guys having
Matt,
such
Brady
a
Matthews.
Hard time getting ass? I don't understand. You're a professional athlete.
Correct. Coming from a guy who usually had trouble getting ass, but then just went home by myself and had no problem with it.
Is this Sean Oakman guy? Is he the guy that they took the picture at the 50-yard line who's just built like an effing tank? Do you remember that? What I'm talking about?
He might be. There's also that
arms
that 400
are bigger
young,
than you and I put together.
Is that the 400 pound tight end?
I don't remember, but this guy was built like a fucking Mack truck, like like a forklift.
He's built. That's for sure.
Sean Oakman.
Sean Oakman.
Yeah.
So it says the woman, a Baylor graduate student, told police that Oakman forcibly removed her clothes, forced her onto his bed, and then sexually assaulted her. According to the affidavit, the woman had a sexual assault examination performed at a medical center. Oakman's retort is that it was consensual.
Oh, yeah, of course. For sure. Yeah, when she was screaming and trying to kick him in his chest to get off him. I don't want to defend him on this, but... Maybe,
but the state pays me a lot of money to do it.
Right, but maybe she was just popping off at the wrong time. Sometimes girls do that, and you guys don't really know when to pick and choose your battles at times, per se. Maybe he had a bad practice. Maybe he flunked out of a class. Just joking. He probably doesn't even take any classes. But
Mel Kiper Jr. maybe had him down in the latest mock draft.
Right.
You know? Had him going
right.
to like Cleveland
maybe
or something.
Maybe Greg Hardy's his uncle. I don't know, dude. You know, bad apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, so... Who knows, dude?
Well, as the judge in this case, there are two things I want to point out. Now, if you haven't seen it yet, make sure you go see the ESPN 30 for 30 on the Duke lacrosse team.
And
you can't jump to
that.
Conclusions.
I haven't seen that.
You cannot jump to conclusions anymore.
But I heard, didn't they all get off?
And they should have. She admitted
so she
to making
totally,
it up.
Wow.
She admitted to making it up. And the attorney, the district attorney, knew he didn't have anything on him.
He made stuff up.
No, he didn't necessarily make stuff up, but he kept going with it even though there was nothing there. So they did like DNA tests and none of the players came up, and it came up there were like 20 DNA from like 20 something other guys on this girl, and none of them were the Duke lacrosse players. So he kept going with it anyway. and didn't tell the judge that. Like, you know, he made it look like he had all this stuff that, you know, warranted going to trial. And then once they got to trial, the Duke lacrosse players' legal team, they were so good that, you know, they got them off,
right,
and as they should have been. And Duke ended up having to, like, shell out, like, $50 million or something like that. Right. But if you haven't seen it yet, you have to see that, because you don't know Sean Oakman. I don't know Sean Oakman. We don't know this girl who's accusing him of sexual assault.
Right.
But at the same time, like you said, if you're Sean Oakman and you have the world in front of you.
Right. Then what are you doing?
You have millions of dollars just waiting for you. If a girl says no, just go to the next girl at the bar.
Right. There's a little app called Tinder.
Yeah. There's three girls.
And last time I checked, these guys aren't trying to get married anytime soon.
Right. There are three girls at the other side of the bar who will all go home with you at the same
for
time.
For sure. And they won't go kicking and screaming.
So I don't know what the deal is. Is it the challenge? Like, their entire life, are they said, like, you know, are they brought up on the challenge? Like, the challenge is the greatest. So if a girl says no, are they going to be like, wait a minute, why are you saying no? I'm Sean Oakman.
Pretty much, yeah.
I think it's
an ego thing.
I don't get it, but I'll tell you.
Entitlement, ego thing?
What it does sound like here is that he'd be a perfect fit for the Dallas Cowboys.
100%. Jerry Jones would have him with open arms, if you will.
Moving on here in the pile, Hector Oliveira. The Atlanta Braves outfielder arrested after allegedly assaulting a woman at the team's hotel. I'm going to be honest right now. I'm going to come out with it. The No More campaign has been a complete failure, and nobody's talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that, where everyone just looked in? Sometimes they didn't even say anything, and they're just, like, crying.
Yeah, like...
What a complete and utter failure.
So funny. I mean, I'm not laughing because it's a serious topic, but, like, could we have not come up with a better fucking commercial than just people just, like, crying?
Right. I mean, whoever was behind that campaign, I want to know who was, like, in charge of it, the three or four people, because you need to find a new job. That was terrible. And
terrible.
It's obviously not worse. If anything, it's getting worse.
It made me cry because I didn't know why they were crying.
I did
something wrong.
They'd always put it on, too, on, like, Cartoon Network or something, too. Like, you're watching Family Guy and,
right,
like, giggling and laughing. And all of a sudden, like, here comes the No More campaign.
Yeah.
And after that, it's, like, the campaign where I'm supposed to send, like, $2 a day to help, like, starving pets. Like, people who are abusing their pets. And it's like, wait a minute. I'm watching The Family Guy
I've already seen this commercial. It's Sarah McLachlan with the dogs.
Yeah, and they still have, like, now they're taking it up a notch as well. But they show them at the worst time. Like, you know, if I'm watching, like, Law and Order or something, or if I'm watching, like, you know, a Hallmark Channel movie, I'm already crying.
Right.
So, you know, that's when you show me those commercials. Don't do it when I'm watching, like, you know, Adult Swim on Cartoon Network.
Right, yeah. Don't put it on when Archer's on, you know?
Right.
Jesus.
Phrasing. All right, Hector Oliveira, defend your client. The Atlanta Braves outfielder arrested after allegedly assaulting a woman at the team's hotel.
Well, maybe who knows what kind of woman she was. Maybe she was the cleaning lady. Maybe she came in at the wrong time when he was maybe having a little alone time himself, and she was like housekeeping, and he was like, get out. And
it was like maybe he had the thing on the door.
Yeah, and she opened it at the wrong time, and he probably didn't hit her or anything. He probably just pushed her out really hard. And she's like, well, this pitcher pushed me really hard, and now I'm bruised, and now I want money because I hate cleaning rooms.
Let's see that.
That's not bad.
I like it. It says here, police have arrested Atlanta Braves outfielder Hector Oliveira after a woman accused him of assault at the team hotel outside of Washington, D.C. The Ritz-Carlton in Pentagon City. Good
wow,
for
they're
them.
Really, they're really putting them up, huh?
When police arrived, they found a woman with
La Quinta
bruises.
All taken? Yeah. What did I say? Did I say
bruises? Claiming she had been assaulted by Oliveira.
Oh.
Oliveira was charged with assault and battery, a misdemeanor, and bond was set at $10,000. Oliveira and the woman allegedly know each other, but police do not know the nature of their relationship.
It's his sister.
Freddie Gonzalez called it disappointing. You know, if anything, Oliveira's biggest mistake here is that this is shit he could have gotten away with at, you know, the Motel 6 in Manassas. But if you're staying at the Ritz-Carlton in Pentagon City, you know, that's just something that's a no-go there for sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe it was the cleaning lady. Like you said, maybe that is the extent of their relationship. That's why they knew each other, because the team's in town for a couple of days. He's got the Spanish sign up that says no moleste.
Yeah.
No moleste on the door. And she comes in and she wants a
moleste.
Spanish?
I don't know if that's Spanish. But yeah. No moleste. Please no moleste.
Either way, you got to know where you're staying. You're at the Ritz-Carlton in Pentagon City. You are guilty. Hector Oliveira, you're in deep shit. Good luck, buddy.
Yeah.
You had the world by the balls.
Who else we got?
Coming up here in the pile, we've got Chris Kopier. Chris Kopier, the Utah State tight end, was arrested after police allegedly found a quarter pound of marijuana and 46 ecstasy pills on him. Whoops. Police searched his residence and also found marijuana, edible marijuana, Xanax, mushrooms, a 40 caliber handgun,
Jesus.
And around $1,600 in cash.
What is he going out of the country?
Story one here, I think we found out
who's
supplying the Utah State football team.
Yeah.
Chris with their Kopier. Pain medication.
Jesus, if his dad's listening, just call your kid. You know, go hug your damn kid.
Take him out to Denny's. Use your ARP card to get him a free cup of coffee.
Yeah, damn, poor guy just wants a hug.
So, yeah, he's in a bunch of trouble there.
Chris Kopier. You know what? Hey, here's my defense on this.
He's going to need lawyer Brady Matthews here. He cannot just settle for whatever the student attorneys on the Utah State campus. He needs lawyer Brady Matthews.
I'll tell you what. I think in Utah you need to make all these things legal, and for this kid to have all of this stuff on him, I think he didn't know any better. Sometimes you just don't know your rights, and the guy is the Walmart of bad decisions. So fool me once, you know, shame on me. Fool me twice, slap my hand.
You know,
that's how it goes, right?
Yeah, you know, seven felonies. To be fair. I'm gonna just let him off the fabulous T-Sean usually just you know, not rewards him but sentences guys like this to picking up some trash along the highway.
Yeah, head him.
I'm gonna put him on some probation too, because I get it. He looks like Chad Kroeger from Nickelback.
Sure,
and does he really? probably lacking in the poon department.
Well,
you
maybe
know,
he's just pissed because he looks like Chad Kroeger from Nickelback.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
he can't get any puss on campus because everyone's like, oh look, here comes the shitty singer from the shitty band Nickelback, and no one wants to sleep with him. So he turned to 46. Ecstasy pills and a gun and marijuana, edible marijuana, Xanax. I get it. Pick up some garbage and how about a year of probation? We'll talk after that.
He had everything. All you need is a bag of Coke.
Right. Well, I mean, if you're... he's missing the bag of Coke.
That's what I'm saying. That's all you need.
Yeah, well, he's got a bunch of sedatives here.
If you're going to go for the trifecta, you go for it.
Right.
You know, or the quadrupla.
Yeah, what a... Yeah, that's why he's only getting probation for being a pussy here and not going for the whole thing. No LSD, no coke. Yeah. All right, last up here in the pile, we've got Rayshon McGrew and Deshaun Thrower.
Jesus.
The Stony Brook basketball players were charged with grand larceny and criminal mischief after breaking into another student's car and, wait for it, making off with $5,000 in cash.
Okay, I'll make this quick and simple. They knew the $5,000 in cash was in there.
Correct.
So I think that it was owed to them, probably from a bad bet. And I think they were playing with who is it? Oh, Nassim Howard. They were probably playing with Nassim. They probably were playing a board game. And Nassim didn't pay him. So they broke into Nassim's car, and he gave him $5,000 cash. What are you going to do? You're owed that money. All right? You're going to go Venmo, PayPal? I don't think so. You take that money, you break in that car. Case closed.
This has to be some form of entrapment. You went to college. Or you didn't. You just partied down at the University of Illinois, right?
I just partied, yeah. I did. Go to college, come on.
Right. But I mean, at that point, you were probably just as poor as a college kid. And, you know, just like we both are right now as comics out in Los Angeles.
Right.
You know, you're a poor college kid. And when you see $5,000 in cash in somebody's car, you know, you're a smart kid. You're at college.
Right.
It's almost like some form of entrapment, because why wouldn't you break in
for sure
and try to get that $5,000 in cash?
You go with what's owed to you.
Yeah, I would say the real crime here. I want to find out whose car it was, and that's who I'm going to sentence to 30 days in the clink right there. Whoever had $5,000 cash in their car on a college campus, fuck you.
Yeah.
From Judge Teagim. From Judge Teagim. It's a big fuck you to them.
Did we team up as defense attorneys?
I think so.
All right.
I'm taking off the black robe, and we're going out to...
I appreciate that.
We're going out into business together here.
I appreciate that.
All right.
Well, there you have it.
I suppose we could have actually thrown the Johnny Ball Pit, you know, story into the
I think that's the highlight
the
whole thing today.
Well.
Johnny Ball Pit.
Johnny Ball Pit. All right. So in your expert opinion here, Brady Matthews, comic, actor, painter, or artist.
Sure.
Brady Matthews, comic, artist, rock and roll, Rockin' Riley's legend.
Sure.
What is next? What does the next month look like for Johnny Ball Pit?
Oh, I mean, it's got to be rehab. If it's not rehab, then him and Gordon are going to be doing ecstasy to the wee hours of the night.
I think he's beyond quitting at this point. Rehab is for quitters. He's already tried it once. It didn't work. He's done.
Listen, I just don't think he wants to play football. I mean, he wants to play football, but, like, you know, maybe.
I think you're right. When the money runs out, then he'll want to play football.
But he's got a lot of fucking money. And guess what? He's going, my bank account ain't seeing zeros anytime soon. I mean, 1-0. It's not seeing 1-0. I'm sure he's spending money like a fucking asshole. And like everyone else, he's just going to blow through that shit like crazy. And then he's going to go, uh-oh. I better go play football.
Well, there was an article on Johnny Ballpit in Sports Illustrated as well, like a couple of years ago. And actually, there is some oil money in the Manziel family as well. Sure. So I'm pretty sure that even if this happens. But I mean, again, when sleazeball Drew Rosenhaus says, you and I are no longer in a relationship here, like I am no longer representing you, you're done.
Either way, he's going to be just fine.
So Brady Matthews says he's going to be just fine. I say he doesn't make it past... June 16th.
The Daily Upper Decker. Nothing but sports and crap.